am thankful that still, with the way veterinary insurance has gone, or pet insurance, I should say, for me at least, when I see a client who tells me or I know they have pet insurance, I sort of get to sigh, I have sort of a sigh of relief that I don't have to help the client pick and choose what's the most important. We get to just be really thorough and do the best thing for the pet, and that takes away sort of that tension of financials.
Isn't that great to have a world like that? Where you tell the patient, listen, this is what we're going to do, and they do it. Like, that's what I find in the human world. It's like, hey, we're going to do this, this, this. Okay. Right. In the pet world, hey, we'd like to do this, this, this. No.
I fully recognize, and I have clinical empathy with my clients about this. I say to people all the time in the room, I understand that, like, this is a large financial investment, this diagnostic, to do this abdominal ultrasound or whatever. Like, I understand that $600, $800 is a significant chunk of money. And for some people, that's a lot of money. And I recognize that with clients, and they take that on too. Like, they feel bad, they feel guilty that they can't afford this, that they know their pet needs. And so that's another thing that pet insurance allows, is like to remove that weight from the pet parent as well, from feeling like they're having to prioritize finances over their pet's well-being.
Yeah, I mean, and the worst case scenario is euthanasia. It's like pet insurance has really prevented euthanasia when you show up to a referral center with an issue. And I get it. A lot of people don't have the money. I used to tell people, if you have to go to a referral center, you're looking at $1,000 a day. I just had a client whose cat was in referral for 3 days on the weekend. The bill was $9,000. And so I think that, you know, the ability, you had it, your point was dead on. It's stressful for us because we're trying to offer the best medical care for your patient, because it's always about patient care. And then we're limited by finances. No fault of anyone. It's always just finances of then figuring out what can we do piecemeal that will get us to where we need to do. And then you have that client who feels guilty because they can't afford to do the best for their pet. They have to choose something that is potentially questionable and hopefully gets through them and move forward from there. And I think that if you take those elements away, it leads to just better patient outcomes and happier people, both on the patient client side and the veterinarian side.